Yes, sir.
Yeah. I appreciate everything that they have said. I personally have been in that, pulled in and out, and the access there is limited view. I'm a cautious driver, and it's okay. And I don't know at what point in time, you know, where you take and do follow the Department of Transportation distances and regulations, because I know all rules are made as being the suggested guidelines, and things change. We'd like to make sure that the people that have access to that property do have safe access in and out, and that the people going down to 65 around that corner do have safe traffic.
The point is, though, both of those are already in effect. Both of those entities are already there. And once MoDOT puts that in, then I don't think they can stop them from.
I would assume that everybody in here wants safe travel for everybody.
Yes, I'm.
Even the developer.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, that wouldn't be a very good development. And I would assume that improvements will probably be made. That's an assumption, but they would have to be for that to be developed, and then attract guests. So I think your concerns will probably be handled through that. Those are also state roads, as everybody's aware. So
I just know that tourists aren't used to driving in the Ozark.
People that have moved here aren't used to driving.
I'd give you that one for sure.
Yeah. Some people that live here aren't used to driving them either.
Any other?
No.
And it probably is a little unorthodox to continue to take comments and questions from the crowd, but we are all more than happy to. So. Anything else? Commissioner Schofield, we have a motion and a second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Your last rezone hearing, case order number 1128-2022-04. So on November 14th, 2022, the Planning Commission recommended for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, which is 07-6.0-13-000-000-020.001, located at 1611 Sycamore Church Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 Agricultural. The rezoning request is for R2, one or two family residential district. The vacant approximate 7.5 acre parcel would be served by Public Water District number 3 for water and the MDNR approved wastewater treatment plant. So we're zoomed out quite a ways, but this is our high road. This is State Highway 248, Sycamore Church Road. Comes down to this long 7.5 acre parcel. So here's our zoning layer. Again, the dark shaded is city limits of Branson. You have a number of R1 subdivisions. This is RR1. Some photos. This is looking back to the east.
Can you go back to that? So I get my bearings.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is outside the city limits?
Yes.
Right there on that.
This is the Branson Commerce Park, which right. is a planned unit development of
right.
entertainment, commercial, residential, etc.
It's taken off so well.
Yeah. Looking back to that one. was looking somewhat north. That was back to the east. And I just took some photos of the entrance. Sycamore Church Road is right behind the county truck there.
Okay.
That's part of the single family residential in the Branson Commerce Park. Okay.
Carl Finkenbinder again for the applicant MRG Group. As Scott stated, we're asking this to be changed from agricultural to R2. This is fairly consistent with the use around it. As again, as Scott mentioned, that the subdivision to the south there is in the city limits. It's part of a PUD. So while the acreage just to the south is currently single family homes, its larger part is a PUD, which can include much more intensive development than just single family. This would be limited to R2, which is basically a middle ground in terms of density. It's not single family, but it's also not condominium. So we saw a middle ground in terms of density. As you guys know, one of the common complaints in Taney County is affordable housing, and I use that term loosely. I don't mean cheap housing. I just mean housing that is either entry level or that people are buying starter homes or whatnot can afford. I read a study actually just this weekend that said the number one inhibitor to affordable housing nationwide is zoning. It's not financing. And it's not the availability. Well, it's indirectly related to the availability of land that is currently zoned and allowed to put in that type of a housing. So we think that this meets a community need in terms of affordable housing. But we also think that it's in a good location. It's got access off Sycamore Church Road, which is primarily used at this current juncture for residences, at the planning and zoning meeting, there were a couple people who voiced opposition, but the primary opposition that was stated was that after some trees had been cleared, there was some water runoff that was occurring. That was their primary opposition. We are fine with cutting in a bar ditch that will alleviate some of that concern. When we develop it, when we finalize the site plan, we'll do a layout. The topography of the land, in terms of Taney's County standards, it runs fairly flat for Taney County. It does dump the water, it's kind of towards about one-third into the property is kind of the high point. And then it starts to taper, the elevation starts to taper down off into that southeast corner. There you go. Thank you, Scott. So you can kind of see where the natural flow of the water will go. And so we will address water runoff by doing a stormwater plan. Mike Stalzer, who is an engineer, is working on that now. But we'll capture the water on that southern end of the property and direct it where it naturally tends to go anyway, but cut it in towards the southeast corner of the property. When we did some clearing, we did not initially do the ditch. We had left some trees as a buffer between the subdivision and our current property. But that said, that's the current proposed use. We think it would be, again, beneficial for the community, and we think it's a good compromise in terms of density. So that's all I've got. Unless there are questions.
I don't.
So anyone here wants to come forward in opposition of the petition? Come up to the mic and state your name and address for the record.
Jack Jordan, 208 Red Wine Circle. I oppose this project. Most of the people that live in this area, it's a circle. There's 20-some houses, I believe, in that circle. Most of us are, you know, bought and built there for a lifetime place to live. These houses are well-kept houses. It's a nice, very nice neighborhood. Everybody seems to get along well. And most of the people moved out there. We pay a CID tax. We figured it's worth it to live in this neighborhood to pay the CID tax. Now they're wanting to move in a low rental area right in our back door. I mean, 20 feet from the back doors of some of these houses. I just don't feel that that's fair to the people that's lived out there, worked, and owned their lifetime home. I just think there's other places they can build this type of stuff. It'll devaluate our houses immediately as soon as they start that kind of project. Our homes are selling from $300,000 up. We don't need something next door to that. I don't think most people in this area in Taney County that has a nice, decent home wants something in their backyard like this. Plus, it's going to make a lot more traffic on them crooked roads out there. We don't need that either. This is all single-family dwellings. The whole area out there is single-family dwellings. On the other side of Sycamore Church Road, there's a lot of homes over there. They're all single-family dwellings. We have nothing like that out there now. We don't need it out there. And thank you.
Thank you. Next. Come on up.
Good morning.
Nancy Harrison. I live at 225 Red Wine Circle. I moved here from Florida about a year and 4 months ago. I moved in there because it's so beautiful and quiet and very expensive house for me. Behind me was lots of woods. The next thing I know, big heavy equipment's coming in and devastated everything except a few large trees. That was very upsetting for me because I came from a place, Florida is very, very busy, crazy, many people, and you don't have any space to breathe hardly. And I lived there for 30 years and I liked it a lot. But I thought Branson was a great place to live because it is the Ozarks. The people are friendly. I really like it here. When I first found out they were actually taking the clearing the land, I was told that it was going to be agricultural. I go, well, that sounds pretty good. But the agriculture was going to be cornfields and deer clover. Well, I didn't believe that for a minute. But now we want to change it from that agricultural to an R2, which I understand is either single or family, two families. We are about, like Jack just said, we are about maybe 50 feet from the metal fence that's there. It's just an old farm fence. And so anything that's done in there, this property, it's 7.5 acres, but it's long, as you can see there. And the property runs starting out really flat there at Sycamore, and it runs down the hill. So therefore, when all of this property was dug out, all the deforestation, all of the property, all of the ashes,